It was like a little last week of Advent calendar, with a new image for each day from December 17th to December 23rd, when the O antiphons were invented. That was before 900, and they were made to frame the Magnificat in Vespers. About 400 years later, someone created a hymn around the images in the antiphons, and today we reflect on those biblical images. And before each stanza that is sung, there will be a period of silence for individual reflection. And as we consider our Savior, we are amazed at his fullness, the completeness of his work and of his ruling. It's beyond our expectations. It's fulfilling every promise of God. Jesus is wisdom, Adonai, root of Jesse, key of David, dayspring, king of nations, and above all, Emmanuel. Truly, he comes to us, and he is God with us.
O wisdom, proceeding from the mouth of the Most High, pervading and permeating all creation, mightily ordering all things.
Since God is wisdom, Christ is the wisdom made man. He is the Word. What he says comes from the mouth of the Most High. Though he was born like us, he was innocent of any evil, yet he was the one executed by an unjust justice system. For it was our sin which put him on the cross. For this we thank God, for this was God's wisdom, the one who triumphed over death and over sin. And now the wise one who fulfilled God's amazing plan of salvation rules the universe. While we wait for him to come again, we also look to him to teach us God's truth. Oh, what wisdom God sends to us.
O Adonai, and ruler of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai.
Come with us, church,
when Israel stood before God at Sinai, they were awestruck, as Moses had been awestruck before the burning bush. Adonai was as close as Israel wanted to come to uttering the very name of God. This was the Lord who parts waters to rescue his people, who shakes mountains, and who gives holy laws. Yet when these laws were condemning us, our Adonai left the glory of heaven, became a child, healed many, taught many, and gave his own life on Golgotha in order to smash the shackles of our sins. And now he teaches us his law of love, a love beyond all earthly love. Oh, the might and the majesty of our Adonai.
O root of Jesse, standing as an ensign before the peoples, before whom all kings are mute, to whom the nations will do homage.
Come quickly to deliver us.
Isaiah had brought this promise from the Lord. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit. And also, in that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples, The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. And so it was, when the time was right, Jesus came from the lineage of Jesse and David, a monarchy cut to the stump during Isaiah's time. When that root sprouted, it became a sign for the nations, at once both human and divine, servant and monarch, taproot of grace and flower of holiness. And his bare-branched cross became for those who believe in the root of Jesse the sign and the bud of life. Oh, what a glorious victory on that woody cross.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and no one can close, you close and no one can open. Come and rescue the prisoners from the darkness and the shadow of death.
When we were yet locked in sin and accused by God, there was nothing we could do to escape the wrath we deserved. We were lost, imprisoned by our own lawbreaking. And all we could see ahead of us was death. Yet, the lock on our prison door could be opened by a key. Jesus came to the cross bringing the key of David. Indeed, he was the very key. He is the one who opens the door, who unbars the gates to eternal life. His triumph over sin and death slams shut forever the doors of everlasting destruction. Oh, what joy such a key brings.
O dayspring, splendor of light everlasting, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Isaiah said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." In our homes, a dark green Christmas tree filled with sparkling lights is meant to remind us of the light, the brightest of all. It has a power to break through darkness and to dawn on those in the shadow of death. It illuminates the way to God. And so Hebrews can say, the sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. He is a lamp. Oh, what a lamp for our feet and a light for our path.
O King of the nations, the ruler they long for, the cornerstone uniting all people. O come and save us all, whom you formed out of clay.
A solid foundation can support a building of great height. A poor foundation only leads to cracked and crumbling building and can eventually collapse. Jesus, King of Nations, is a foundation that is so large and so strong that it is great enough to hold also the Gentiles. So any sinner in the world can trust him. Isaiah said it so well. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. Oh, what a cornerstone, this King of Nations.
O Emmanuel, our King and our Lord, the anointed for the nations and their Savior.
Come and save us, O Lord our God.
What better reason for joy is there than this, than to rejoice for a God who is with us? Emmanuel means exactly that, God with us. It is a title above all titles. And the promise was given long ago, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. The one who is king, the one who is Lord, has come among us. And this is what is so extraordinary. Our Emmanuel is God, yet took on our human form and dwelt among us and was seen among us, though not all recognized him, and he rescued his people. Through him, we have everlasting companionship with God, now and forever. Truly, he who comes is God with us.